So you will feel all your powers unfold. Stretching out big wings over waters turning gold. So tell your story, baby, don't give up. Just let it go out. Your quiet wishing's not loud enough. Will you be the one to take a chance? Have demands, spill your heart. Will you be the one to take a stand? Make the girls dance, spill your thoughts. Will you be the one to take a chance? Have demands, spill your heart. Will you be the one to take a stand? Make the girls dance, spill your thoughts. Will you?
play pretend.
Up a hill and
Selassie, I see it. Firebird, wicked I go feel it. So when the father reveal it, firebird, oh no. See all the things that they've done to their brother. See all the things that they've done to one another.
Combination in Area 54 with you. For you guys tuning into the show, Wicked A Go Dub It. That's the name of the song. Softly album called
Hypedelic. I do that all the time. I Wicked A Go Dub It all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's awesome.
Try and say that fast five times. Once.
Dub It.
That's pretty good. Hypedelic Dub Sessions Volume 4 is where we got that one from. Thomas Blondet before that did a song called Check One. That was the Mikey Dubs Rude House remix. And then one from Moderat. The song's called Running Soft, their album 3. And Middle Class Fashion, before that, did a song called Don't Stop It off the album I.
What's the deal with everybody having, that's Mike Snow was that way, Moderat, well, there's just three.
Yeah.
But it's like I don't know, it's indie pop outfit from St. Louis.
St. Louis, they have the St. Louis sound.
That's it, yeah. They definitely have the St. Louis sound. Everything that comes out of St. Louis
sounds like Middle Class Fashion.
Yeah. I bet you couldn't name one other band that came out of St. Louis.
I can't, so that's what I'm going to say. They have the sound. Flume before that did a song called Take a Chance. That's featuring Little Dragon. It's off the album Skin.
Just came out. Brand new. Yeah, it sounds like Flume, but he's got tons of guest vocalists, and I guess the big deal is that he actually like sat down and recorded these songs live. With the singer in person, where nowadays everybody just sends in their vocal tracks. Yeah, here's my Snapchat vocal track.
Well, that's actually really cool. And so he had probably live, meaning he had him in a sound booth, but was playing.
Well, okay, so tomorrow night we're going to play a track that he did with Beck, and he went to Beck's house, and they recorded it in Beck's studio at home, at his house.
Wow.
So there's actually like interpersonal communication with these people now.
Yeah, these guys actually talk to each other.
It definitely doesn't really happen anymore nowadays.
Not a lot.
Like someone just sends a little chat or a text to Beck and says, "Dude, lay down some vocal tracks and just email them to me."
Yeah.
Okay, dude.
People say "dude" a lot when they're
I want them in C. Do this in C and just send it to me. There you go. I'll just do whatever I can in Pro Tools and make it work. So he's got relationships with everybody who sang on the album. I think it probably makes it a tighter knit group. Don't you think?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Have some relationships.
Old school.
Oh yeah, old school. All right. Well, so you're going to have to tune in tomorrow night to hear the new Flume track with Beck.
Yeah, because we're out of here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We'll see you guys.
Good night, everybody.